thinking of you. Parenthesis. It's like I'm dreaming. End parenthesis. Written by Daughter of Apollo 14 and read by the Podfic Gremlin. This fic is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It is an F/F fic in the Barbie A Fashion Fairy Tale fandom, as well as Barbie A Fairy Secret and Barbie in Princess Power. The ship is Raquel/Barbie Roberts, and characters include Barbie Roberts, Raquel, Kara from Barbie in Princess Power, and Corinne from Barbie in Princess Power. Additional tags include post-movie Barbie A Fashion Fairy Tale, post-movie Barbie A Fairy Secret, past Ken Carson/Barbie Roberts, mentioned Kara from Barbie in Princess Power, mentioned Corinne from Barbie in Princess Power, mentioned Ken Carson, POV Barbie Roberts, Raquel/Barbie Roberts centric, actress Barbie Roberts, actress Raquel, and Barbie in Princess Power references. This fic was originally written in English. Summary. After the events of Barbie A Fairy Secret, Barbie hasn't been able to stop thinking about Raquel, which is very strange, since as far as she's aware, she has never had a pleasant conversation with Raquel in her life. Why can't she stop thinking about her? Fic begins. Barbie felt strange. Like something life-changing had happened. But she couldn't for the life of her remember what it was. It had felt magical. But that couldn't be true. She hadn't been in Paris for over a year, and that was the only place where she had ever come across magic before. But the magical feeling wasn't the strangest part. After all, she had met Flairies before. No, the strangest thing was that she had this weird feeling that she should seek out Raquel. As if they were friends or something. She couldn't remember ever having a friendly conversation with Raquel in her life, but that was still what she wanted to do. And that feeling stayed for days, weeks, months even. Anytime something happened, whether it be good or bad, all Barbie wanted to do was share it with Raquel. She wondered if Raquel felt the same way, if Raquel also couldn't seem to stop thinking about her. She hadn't actually seen much of Raquel since the feelings had started. They had both graduated high school and hadn't seen much of each other anymore since then. That didn't actually surprise her. The only friend they shared was Ken, and things had been awkward with Ken since they had broken up. It was mutual, at least. They both agreed that they'd been together for so long and since such a young age that it just felt like they were supposed to be together. It probably wasn't good to be with someone at 18 just because you felt like you were supposed to. At least Barbie would get to see Raquel again soon. She didn't know why that was something she wanted. They were cast in the same movie together, though, so they would definitely be seeing a lot of each other. Princess Power was the name of the movie. It sounded kind of corny, but Barbie liked the message behind it. Any movie that showed girls that they could be powerful was something Barbie stood behind. Of course you get cast as Super Sparkle while I get cast as Dark Sparkle, Raquel sighed. You do get typecast quite a lot as a villain, don't you? Barbie giggled in response. Raquel looked at her strangely. Right. Despite these weird feelings she'd been having, she wasn't actually friends with Raquel. She cleared her throat awkwardly and added, At least Corinne and Kara end up working together. Raquel looked away. Barbie almost thought she saw Raquel's cheeks turn a bit pink, but before she could be sure, Raquel straightened her back and said, Yes, seems like enemies becoming close friends is quite a big cinematic theme, huh? You know what would probably be great publicity for the movie? You and I becoming friends as well. Show how true to life the movie is. Raquel? Are you saying you want to be friends with me? Raquel rolled her eyes. Of course I'm not saying I want that. I was just saying, because that's what I want. Barbie interrupted Raquel. for the last few months, I've been having these strange feelings that we're already friends. Raquel looked shocked. You have? Now it was Barbie's time to be confused. Yes. Why? I mean, I know it's strange, but it's not that strange, is it? We have known each other for a really long time. No, it is that strange, because I've been having that same feeling ever since I had this weird dream about fairies. I've felt like this. After that, Barbie and Raquel talked a lot. First, about that weird dream that they both seemed to have had. But after that, about other things, too. About how similar they were, how similar their dreams were, about their favorite foods and movies, about their insecurities, about their hobbies. No matter how large or how insignificant, they shared it with each other. And when it finally came to the premiere of Princess Power, there was only one person they wanted to take as their date to the red carpet. It's kind of strange, isn't it? That we started dating while we were playing cousins in a movie? Raquel burst into laughter and answered. Not as weird as us having both dated the same guy. Every interviewer ever is going to ask us if we've ever had a threesome. Ugh, we're never having a threesome. You're all mine. Barbie answered determinedly, before leaning forward to kiss her girlfriend. Fic ends.